Dan Bernstein here from my friends at Aloha Restoration. Record rains and storms to start spring here, and every other person I talk to is dealing with a flooded basement. Some service companies just tear out the damage, and you have to hire another company to restore it. Aloha Restoration will take your flooded basement from ruined to restored. Speaking from personal experience, Aloha was with me from start to finish, restored my water damage, made my home look as good as new. Aloha is the proud winner of the Better Business Bureau's 2018 Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. Aloha Restoration, 847-865-5664, 847-865-5664.
This week, find great deals at Walgreens. Now, Tide and Downy, $1.95 with coupon and card. And buy one, get one 50% off sun protection products, like Hawaiian Tropic. Offer good with card now through 6/29/19. Get great deals on the essentials you need right here at your neighborhood Walgreens. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. While supplies last, restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, what have we got here? Save money on car insurance when you rental home. Auto with Brad. Save money on car insurance. You ready? Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Yeah, that sounded pretty good, don't you think? I could do it one more time, but I think that's... What do you say? Nailed it, right? Nailed it.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes. Warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank. Where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes. And you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One and a member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
The Chicago Cubs play here.
Rizzo drives one in the air to deep right field. This ball's got a chance. Gone. And listen to these Cub fans at Dodger Stadium.
This is Sport Radio 670 The Score, WSCR in HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, a radio.com sports station. The Score!
This hour is brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
Reading is good.
Middays on The Score.
Sometimes it's even great. The top of the hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Western Conference champion Chicago Wolves would like to thank their loyal fans for making the 25th anniversary so special. Thank you, and see you in October. Ben Lindbergh is on Twitter, at Ben Lindbergh. He is the writer, podcaster for The Ringer, and the co-author of The MVP Machine. He joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford, 500 new and used vehicles to choose from. Ben, thanks for joining us, and congratulations, and thank you for writing this. It is endlessly fascinating, and I think important.
Well, thank you so much for saying so. It's great to be here.
So Ben, I wonder what the lead up to writing this was with Travis Sawchuk. I know that you and you'd written the book, the only rule is it has to work, and it's your experiments to try and make an independent league team as crazy and weird and experimental as you could. This, though, follows real front offices, MLB front offices, and their search to do things that nobody else has thought of to do. What was the lead up, and what was your clue to go ahead and try and find the truth behind these practices?
I think it just seemed to both of us that this was the story of baseball today, that this was the thing that stood out, the thing that was different. We'd all been talking about Moneyball for 10, 15 years, and Moneyball, of course, is about going out and finding undervalued talent, you know, getting guys who are already good, but for whatever reason, the market just undervalues their contributions. And it just seemed to us that that was getting harder and harder to do because every team was evaluating players' past performance in a similar way. And at the same time, we were noticing a bunch of guys just completely altering the trajectory of their careers. You know, for me, it was Rich Hill, I think, and his comeback in 2015 that just opened my mind to the possibilities. And I think for Travis, it was Marlon Byrd and Justin Turner and some of the guys on the offensive side, JD Martinez, et cetera. And it just started to seem to us that, hey, there's a new story seemingly every week about someone who made some sort of data-driven change that changed his career. And that was a really exciting idea to us. So we concluded that the Moneyball era, at least as we understood it before, was over. And this was a new one where the competitive advantage wasn't so much about finding talent, but creating or enhancing talent.
And it's data, but it's not statistical data as we understand it as much as it is measurement data. You make the important point. Babe Ruth had launch angle.
Right.
Bob Feller had spin rate. Those things were making a difference in their performance. We just understand how and why now. And it's sort of the humanity of all of this. And for me, it really has forced a reconciliation as somebody who was very much toward the data side of things more than the human side. When you actually bring up David Eckstein, who was long kind of a whipping boy for those, Mr. Grit and Mr.
Right.
Tryhard and all that. But you know what? The point of this, what you're establishing, is it matters how hard somebody tries at being the best he or she can be.
Right, that's absolutely right. I think that's always been the case to a certain extent, but people who look at the game through the lens that we look at it, maybe we're a little slow to realize that or acknowledge that. And, you know, I think especially today when there's so much potential for players to improve by embracing this information, whether they're willing to and how hard they're willing to put it to use in practice, I think is a really important tool, you know, not a traditional scouting tool, but an important one nonetheless. And I think what you're hitting on there is absolutely true. There's been a convergence in this information and in these worlds where we used to talk about stats versus scouts. Well, now the information is virtually the same on both sides, right? I mean, we have this tracking technology that's telling us how players move and how their pitches fly and how their swings travel. I mean, this is scouting information, but it's now data and technology. And so you have the same kind of convergence going on with players and nerds who never played the game, you know, the jocks versus nerds kind of conversation from 15 years ago. That's ending too, because players are now into this information as much as anyone. They came up in this Moneyball era. They're receptive to stats. They've seen players use it to improve themselves and make a lot of money. So, of course, they want whatever they can get to make themselves better.
Talking with Ben Lindbergh, he is the author of the book, The MVP Machine. It's changed the way I think about baseball. It's changed the way a lot of people have thought about it as well. You can follow him at The Ringer, of course, or at Ben Lindbergh on Twitter. I wonder, Ben, something that's got me thinking as I've read through this book is if these tactics can make a $100 million player out of J.D. Martinez after he's cut from the Astros, a smart organization, there's this idea that there's so many more potential great MLB players. If we follow some of these practices, if we learn even more using these cameras, it's made me think about potential expansion in the MLB differently because of just how many good players you could theoretically have. The bounds seemingly don't exist for this.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, there are still some natural limits and some things that are more difficult than others to improve. But I think that's a good point, that the talent pool is actually deeper, not just for the usual reasons, you know, the population size increasing and more countries playing baseball and all of that, but also we're just getting better at unlocking the talent that would have once been hidden within guys. And I think you're still seeing those kind of transformations at the major league level. You know, your Tommy La Stellas and Hunter Pence, who has resurrected his career by going to the same hitting coach that Justin Turner and Mookie Betts did. I mean, these kind of career transformations, you know, by veterans are still happening, but I think in the future they may be rarer because those transformations will happen when guys are really young, when guys are in amateur ball, when guys are in the minors. By the time they get to the majors, I think they'll have already learned a lot of these things that it used to take players years of trial and error and perhaps running into the right coach at the right time to actually implement. So I think that's what we're seeing in baseball with this great youth movement today, where so much of the talent is under 25 players. I don't think that's an accident. I think guys are getting coached and using this information more and more even before they make their big league debuts.
I think the important point is made in the chapter, The Conduit, that it's a player just needs to hear it from the right person.
Mm.
And what we have now, instead of a player looking at reams of data set on his chair at his locker, I don't need any of that, I go by feel, that now that you really nailed where the rubber meets the road, that it's when it comes from Brian Bannister, when it comes from a guy we had on the show recently, Sam Fuld, we're now blurring the line where the players themselves are growing up in this and say, hey, here's something that helped me. Talking about Justin Turner with Clay Bellinger in the batting cage, these moments of organic player to player or former player to player. It's not a guy in a suit. It's not what we imagine these classical nerd archetypes here. That it's we're breaking down walls, which sounds to me like as it's naturally occurring, is accelerating, like you say, because these cameras are in the minor league parks and practice facilities, in the cages, in A-ball. It's now just something they grow up with and something more people increasingly are comfortable talking about.
Right, and there's this whole generation of players. Maybe they just recently retired, but they had some interest in analytics and numbers, and maybe they would have gone into a front office career, but now they're in these hybrid conduit-type roles where they're just the communication, the link between the front office and the field staff, and they're comfortable in both of those worlds. The players trust them because they've walked in their shoes, they've worn a uniform, but they have this information so that they can speak fluent front office, as I think we say in the book. And this was something that Sam Miller and I kind of learned firsthand in our first book that you mentioned. We took over this independent league team, and we had all these ideas about, okay, we're going to get the team to do this and that and this strategy and that strategy. And we found, you know, half the time we were fighting about the messengers, us, because we hadn't been there before. We were the nerds coming in and saying, let's do this and do that, and why would they listen to us, right? So we really could have used someone in that role, and I think kind of, you know, butting our heads against that maybe clued me in even more to how important that is and how many teams are embracing that role today.
So, Ben, in spring training, Dan and I kind of followed along with a number of beat reporters trying to figure out exactly how many teams ended up buying an Edgertronic and a Rapsodo and a Kinetrax and all that stuff. And it turns out everybody got one, so everybody's now right. Found itself on the bleeding edge.
More than one.
More than one. Many investments. I wonder, though, if there's anything you heard from your interviews, in your reporting of this, in your writing of this. Are teams worried about something in this new kind of technology-driven revolution? Is there some sort of darkness in the cloud here?
Well, we talk about a couple things that are perhaps worrisome in the book, although not so much from the team perspective. But, you know, we talk about the privacy concerns. You have minor league players who are getting tracked, everything they do on the field, many things they do off the field. All this information is there, and it's somewhat protected. But in the majors, you know, there are explicit protections about what players have to do and what they don't have to do. And in the minors, not so much. So you can kind of, you know, compel players to yield this information. So that's sort of a concern from the player perspective. And obviously there's a concern from the league-wide sport perspective, because that's something I heard from a lot of people while working on the book. You know, we're making the players better, we're making the teams better. That doesn't mean we're making the sport better.
Yeah, the game's unwatchable. I mean, you can't sit through a full MLB game,
you know,
now.
They're breaking baseball, or at least the way that it has traditionally worked. And I think there's still a lot of great things about baseball, but if you don't like the three true outcomes style, all or nothing, homers and strikeouts type of play, that's what this movement is leading to more and more, because, you know, strikeouts are the optimal outcome for pitchers, home runs are the optimal outcome for hitters. They're both pursuing those things, and we're accelerating toward that future even more. So teams and players are doing things that benefit them, and it may not benefit baseball on the whole.
All right, let's talk about patient zero for a moment here. You and Travis are close to doing the impossible, and that is allowing me to empathize with Trevor Bauer.
If only briefly.
I do think that he may be a crazy person, but it's remarkable his role in this and his father's role, that it's Warren Bauer that showed the Edgertronic camera to Kyle Boddy of Driveline. It was Warren Bauer, the engineer and son of an engineer.
We have to crush a lot of Red Bull in this interview.
Who did this, and it's just astonishing to me the kind of mad genius it takes to make these things stick, to bring them to the mainstream.
Yeah, and, you know, I knew Bauer was into all of this stuff in a vague way before we started working on the book, but I didn't fully appreciate his role in instigating the movement. And, you know, our goal in the book was not really to glorify Bauer or make you like Bauer. You know, we're pretty upfront about all of the reasons not to like him and his various Twitter transgressions. And, you know, if you can't get around that and think that you like him at the end of it, I think that's fine. Lots of people have told us that they don't like him after reading it. They like him less after reading it. but they understand the role that he played in this movement. And I just don't think that we could have written this book or, you know, accurately and comprehensively chronicled this player development revolution without talking about Bauer, because, you know, aside from his own flaws, which are numerous, I think he's really had an influence. And, you know, we talked to a lot of other players who have learned from him and looked at what he does. And obviously the technology that he introduced into the game is everywhere now. So I don't think we can deny his influence, even as we acknowledge that he is far from the perfect messenger.
You know what hit home with me, too, was the Germanness of it. The fact that here is the father who was an engineer, was the son of German immigrants, and the approach to the problem of work hard, identify the components of the problem, use technology to relentlessly fix the problem. Mm-hmm. It reminded me of the U.S. space program. That, like,
yeah,
right? Nothing happened
efficient.
Until they got, right, they got von Braun. They had to actually hire the former Nazi rocket engineer to bring him over so they could rigidly redesign their program.
Right. And it's, you know, it's not magic. I think that's what we talked about in the book, that, you know, picking up a pitch, throwing a pitch the right way, it's just physics. And, you know, that doesn't mean anyone can throw any pitch, but if you can identify the components of the pitch, how it's released, how it's spinning, how it's traveling, how it's moving, and you can see it with unprecedented detail, how it comes out of the hand and how it moves on the way to the plate, then you can recreate that. And it's not just this kind of arcane, you know, he mystically picked up this pitch in a bullpen session, or this teammate recommended it to that guy. That still happens, but this is physics. And once you reduce it down to that, maybe it removes some of the magic. I don't know if it does, but I think it's much more replicable than people believed.
Ben, I want to go a little theoretical with you if we can. Not like full effectively wild or anything, but maybe, you know, 75%. If I put you on the other side of your book for just a moment and said you were working for MLB and your task was to make baseball, like you said, the worries about this revolution is that it's making it somewhat unwatchable, strikeouts, home runs, and the like. But if your task was to make baseball less like this, but also stop people from hating the game while you change it, what would you do?
I don't think it would actually be that difficult. You know, I think we're in this mindset in baseball where every change that's proposed is regarded as radical, and really isn't, because most of them have precedent at some point in baseball history. The other major sports tinker with their products much more than baseball does. I think if we don't want the home run strikeout centric game, you just have to deaden the ball a bit. You have to change the incentives that hitters have to try to hit the ball as hard as they can and get in the air. You can correspondingly shrink the strike zone a little bit so that the ball doesn't travel as far when you hit it, but you don't have to cover as much territory, you know, things like that, or other things that have been discussed, like moving the mound back or even just lowering the mound. I mean, all of these things have precedence in baseball history, and in the early years of the sport, they used to change these things every year because they were trying to find the mix that produced the most entertaining product. And, you know, that worked for a while with some changes here and there, and now if it's running off the rails a little bit, we have to counter what the players are doing. I think it's as simple as going back to that sort of, you know, changing this, changing that. I don't think it's that radical, but it's baseball, because so whenever you talk about changing anything, there is an outrage.
We are talking with Ben Lindbergh, the co-author of the MVP Machine, How Baseball's New Nonconformists Are Using Data to Build Better Players. Billy Martin, as you mentioned, talked about the sort of the absolute nature of talent. So he said when a guy shows up, he's either a mule or he's a horse or he's a thoroughbred. And now we know that's not true. That mules can become horses, horses can become thoroughbreds. Where on that continuum is the biggest impact? Is it at the base level, like Connor was talking about with expansion, where you could get more viable, solid, above replacement level players? Or is it turning some almost players or some already solid players into stars? What's the bigger impact on the game?
Yeah, I think probably the former. I think, you know, there are fewer guys who just leap off the page at you and, you know, just stand out past the eye test, five tool type guys. I think there are fewer of those. There are more guys who have some flaw, who are missing something that maybe can be given to them with this technology that identifies, hey, you throw this one pitch really well, throw that pitch more, or hey, we think you could create this pitch that you're missing, or hey, we think that your swing is suboptimal, we can make this tweak that will make you a little bit better. I think there are more guys who can benefit from that. But I think that was sort of the first wave, as you were seeing these sort of fringy guys who were willing to try something new.
Out of desperation,
because
right.
They were on their way out of the league if they didn't. Whereas now that worked so many times, I think you're seeing the star level player start to embrace that too. So, you know, Mookie Betts last year in his MVP year, you know, Bellinger this year. I mean, these are players who are already really good who are still willing to tinker, which is a risk when you're already a star in the majors and you're making money. That's a hard thing to do, to convince that type of player to change. But I think now it's an easier sell just because it's happened so often.
Just not to give away the book, but Ben, is there an injury prevention hope with some of this technology from teams? You know, you read Jeff Passan's The Arm and you start to realize that we may not know anything about keeping pitchers healthy, or maybe it's just a wing and a prayer. Is that a next frontier possible, or maybe is that the next book you got to write?
Yeah, I mean, we touch on it in this book, but I think there's more to be written and more to be learned there. It's true that since The Arm came out, Tommy John surgery rates have been down. You know, I don't know exactly what the cause of that is, but it could be related to some of the things that teams have been doing, where you can quantify the force applied to pitchers' joints and, you know, every step of the delivery, everything is motion tracked, and you can get a really well-quantified sense of whether a guy is incurring extra stress, and then maybe you can recommend a change to minimize that a little bit. So I think there is something to be done there. I don't know that we're going to completely eradicate these career-altering or ending injuries, unfortunately, but there's more and more attention being paid to that side of things. You know, we talk in the book about sports science departments and high-performance departments that a lot of teams have adopted lately that are less about how to, you know, fix the player on the field or improve his performance, but just how to make him stronger, how to keep him healthier, how to make him better rested. So I think those things are helping. They're chipping away at the problem. I don't know that anyone has solved it yet, but that's definitely a book when someone does.
Well, this is a terrific book in and of itself. Agreed. And I couldn't recommend it more highly. And I appreciate how thorough, how carefully this is done. That's really making us rethink the way we watch the game. And certainly appreciate you being generous with your time.
Thanks,
today.
Ben.
Thanks very much.
That is Ben Lindbergh, co-author of The MVP Machine. And I know it's late for Father's Day, but for graduates, get this book, read this book. You can't get enough of what it's explaining to you. And it's how much of it came from the idea of how far ahead golf was, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Data. The golf would just why aren't other sports? Why didn't other sports recognize what golf could do with tracking data and how eager all golfers were, even recreational golfers? There wasn't a pushback. I don't need it. I know my club head speed. I know how it comes up. Why is it that sport people ate it up?
Do you know why? Because golfers are terrible. Like,
it's hard,
every day, because
right?
It's so hard. No, seriously. Yeah. If you look at some of the common denominators throughout the baseball players that have taken to these technologies to improve themselves, a lot of them are so close to bottoming out or have just been cut or got their ass removed from a team because they couldn't hit. Then you start going, okay, well, listen, the steroid testing is up in baseball, and I'm not good, and that's not an avenue for me anymore. I wonder what Bauer's up to with this crazy, weird camera thing. Maybe I'll give that a shot.
Or where did Justin Turner come from, and why does a guy who could not hit home runs before all of a sudden is carrying the ball through the air 420 feet?
To me, it seems like desperation, for good reason, seems to be a big factor in the MVP machine, the writing of it, and front offices using the technologies they've invested in.
This segment brought to you by True Green. Ready for a mosquito-free summer, Chicago? Call True Green. They'll eliminate biting mosquitoes in your yard within 24 hours of application, guaranteed. Call 1-866-TRUE-GREEN or visit truegreen.com/mosquito-free-summer. Additional restrictions may apply. See truegreen.com for details. Speaking of golf, when we come back, we're going to give away a round of golf for two at the top-rated Bog Golf Club.
We will also do something completely different than talking with Ben Lindbergh. We've got a case of the stupids in St. Louis.
Yeah.
And you will hear it. Oh, Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
Mully and Hall, Chicago's Sports Morning Show.
James McCann, tell us about this idea of going to an all-star game. Would this be beyond even your imagination?
Man, that would be a dream come true. You dream about it as a kid, and you work for it, and you work for it, and you work for it, but it becoming a reality, it'd definitely be a dream come true.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Wrangler Performance Series. Denim that moves with you. Try on a pair today. In the end, Gary Woodland left no doubt. A solid player on the PGA Tour for a dozen years, Woodland had a reputation as someone who couldn't close on Sundays. He had 3 PGA Tour wins, but none when he led after 54 holes. Yesterday, he picked the perfect time to break that drought. With the world's best player breathing down his neck, Woodland never cracked. Brooks Koepka, trying to win a 3rd straight U.S. Open, threw everything he had at him, shooting 68 in the final round at Pebble Beach, closing to within 1 shot on the back 9. But Woodland pulled off 2 extraordinary shots, a 3-wood that set up a birdie at 14, and then across the green chip at 17 that allowed him to save par and clinch the victory. It was a win more than well-deserved. I'm John Feinstein.
Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette. Before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. It eventually, I just switched over, and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at juul.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
This week, find great deals at Walgreens. Now, Tide and Downy, $1.95 with coupon and card. And buy one, get one 50% off sun protection products, like Hawaiian Tropic. Offer good with card now through 6/29/19. Get great deals on the essentials you need right here at your neighborhood Walgreens. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. While supplies last, restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. When mortgage interest rates drop this low and home values are rising at the fastest pace in over a decade, people want options. And at the Home Loan Expert office, that's exactly what we give you. We do conventional, jumbo, FHA, VA. We have loans with no down payment and no PMI. We also do loans where you don't have to verify any income. The 5-minute loan approval only available at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
So you're upgrading a house. You have incredible plans for the master bath. You're designing a stunning open concept kitchen, just like that home show you love. And for the backyard deck, you're creating something square. Look, imagination shouldn't end at the back door. Ditch the pine box and create something truly inspired with TimberTech. The design versatility and technological superiority needed to vastly improve your home improvement. So whether you're designing it or building it, we can upgrade it. Imagine the possibilities at TimberTech.com. Go against the grain.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Yeah. Tell you another way to save money. Don't buy those expensive coffees every morning, you know. And then you can save up for a really nice dress shirt. I'm just saying, it's great that you feel comfortable here at work, but, you know, an adult could walk in.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
Jed Hoyer is the general manager of the Chicago Cubs. Before the season, we learned from a report in The Athletic that it was in the plans for you and Theo to be around more, to be closer to the clubhouse.
The right way to run a business is to hire, you know, really good people to do those jobs and to trust them, and I think we do. And so looking over the shoulder of everyone isn't the right way to do that. You know, that said, we also want to be really accessible, and that way, if problems arise, that people can get to us quickly, and maybe we can resolve some of those things a little bit more quickly than we did last year. So that was sort of the, like, how that came about, and I think we have done a better job of being around.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon, on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
This week, find great deals at Walgreens. Now, Tide and Downy, $1.95 with coupon and card. And buy one, get one 50% off sun protection products, like Hawaiian Tropic. Offer good with card now through 6/29/19. Get great deals on the essentials you need right here at your neighborhood Walgreens. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. While supplies last, restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Combining home and auto with State Farm gets you great coverage for less. Combining 90s R&B with State Farm radio ads gets you this jam covered for free. Home and auto, let's do it. Combine it. My policy,
my wallet is waiting. Come on, jump on it. Home and auto. For more coverage, visit statefarm.com. Combine it.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And the Blues at the bench are realizing that they are going to be champions. 10 seconds to go. The longest wait for a first title any team in this league has had. For the first time in their history, the St. Louis Blues are the Stanley Cup champions.
Partying. The bottom of the hour brought to you by Northwestern Football. Join Coach Fitz in the Big Ten West Division and Holiday Bowl champions at Ryan Field this fall when they host Ohio State, Iowa, and more. Season tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Connor, give me a single-digit number, please.
One single-digit number? Oh, I don't know. Let's go with 4.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Caller 4 to the contest line. 312-591-6700 wins a round of golf for two at the top-rated Bog Golf Club located in Saukville, Wisconsin. The Bog is one of Arnold Palmer's top 5 courses in the country. Visit golfthebog.com.
So, Brett Hull, of course, former Blues and former loved and beloved and hated player. His skate was in the crease, by the way. Jay's pointed that out on Twitter many times, and I appreciate him doing that. You remember when Alex Ovechkin won the cup last year?
Oh, yes, I do.
Listeners of this show will remember that for about 2 weeks or so, we would just kind of do daily check-ins with Jay to see if Alex Ovechkin was still drunk. And every time we checked in, yes, Alex was indeed still drunk. Brett Hull is trying to supplant Alex Ovechkin after the Blues, not his team now, but his former team, won the Stanley Cup for the first time in franchise history. He has been hammered for a real good run here, and he should be. I mean, that's the job of ambassadors and everybody. After you win a title like this, you can get yourself all crazy and enjoy the good times. But Brett's also been on tape being as celebratory as he has been. A lot of people saw him during the anthem and celebrating while he was on the ice and being a little bit off kilter there. There's more. There's another incident. This is more drunk Brett Hull.
You can say let's go Blues all you want, but you know what? We went! We went Blues! We don't have to go anymore because we already did. He's got a Stanley Cup for this city. Nothing more they have to do. So instead of saying, let's go Blues, we're going to say, we went Blues.
He's Matt Foley.
Drunken idiot.
Well, you know what? In the Hull family, if you're going to get drunk and say stuff, at least he didn't compliment Hitler. Right? I mean, if he's just going to be a goof and come up with slogans that are not going to ever be repeated, we went blues! That's fine, but at least he stopped short of complimenting Hitler.
I suppose you're right. I like to think of a drunken Brett Hull before the championship parade where he's making his speech, running things by his team, you know, other phrases he came up with that we went blues. No, you know what, Brett? Don't go with that. That's not good. You can't say that.
We're going to say, we went blues.
No.
All right. Well, you know, let him say that because the other things were pretty bad.
No,
so let's send him out there and let him think that we went blues is going to work.
Well, and he has two actual Stanley Cup titles.
Yeah.
I could understand if he was just vicariously, this was his opportunity to experience the closest thing he's ever had to being part of a championship because he's part of the Blues family.
But right.
He actually won one with the Stars with the disputed goal with
toe in the crease.
And he also won one completely legitimately as the top playoff performer for the Red Wings.
Yeah, I mean, he's got rings, but why would you not want a party? You know, I mean, it's if you're close to the celebration, you get yourself as ingrained as you can.
I guess.
Two championship parades going on, by the way. The Raptors are having theirs, and we just kind of been walking in on Rockford's own Fred Van Vliet. It takes a lot. It takes a lot of stones to do this and pull it off. But you've noticed as the Raptors are driving around in the buses, the double-decker buses, and celebrating with all the Raptors fans and stuff that are out there in Toronto, Fred Van Vliet is wearing a Fred Van Vliet T-shirt.
Not a Josh Bellamy?
No. No, he couldn't get one.
Okay.
No, it's Van Vliet on the T-shirt, and it takes a lot of moxie to wear your own damn T-shirt. But I suppose if the day to do it is on your own damn championship parade where you sunk a bunch of shots and Hubie Brown thought you should be the finals MVP, damn it.
That was great. And it's clear, a lot of people, everybody on Twitter realized that Hubie must have thought it was game MVP and not series MVP.
Fred right? Van Vliet hit big shots, man.
I know, I love the guy.
Van Vliet was huge.
Yeah, Hubie got that one wrong. Several people are suggesting that it works if Brett Hull uses "we went blues." We went whatever is necessary today.
Or you could do the Arrested Development version of this. We blew ourselves. That would work somewhat for you.
You can't say that.
You can't. We blues. Blues. We blues. All right. Well, dump it if we can't do it.
I don't think.
Spoiler alert. You can't.
All right.
Yes, you can't. Add that to the list.
Blues. All right.
Right. But you didn't say you. It's how it sounds to the ear.
Huh.
It's not a cryptic crossword clue.
There's a little word called context.
That's kind of matters. Make, I guess.
Right. There are certain things you can
say. Well, think Arrested Development then if you're going to go for this.
In ways. Come on, man. Hey, we've got Cubs tickets to give away next. And before he's gone, I have to praise a member of the White Sox for moving to the top of a list that I carry in the back of my head.
What do you mean before he's gone?
Because he's probably going to be gone because he's bad.
Oh, okay. I thought we were going to lose somebody.
No, he's going to be, he'll just be somewhere else plying his trade. He's a journeyman player. I just have to celebrate him for a very specific reason.
We will do that. We'll have Lawrence Holmes in transition in just a few. It's Bernstein McKnight, 670 The Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
There's a difference between do-it-yourself and do-it-for-a-living. At The Home Depot, we get that. And we're here to help pros get the job done with the products and brands you trust. Technology to keep your job on track. Job site delivery to save you time. And bulk pricing on over 4,000 items every day to save you money. When you've got a job, we're on the job. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Jokes write themselves. Looking to get out from under the burden of student loan debt? Then you need to call Team Hochberg. Meet Tim. Tim took out $250,000 in student loans for his son's college education, which is costing him over $3,000 a month. Tim called Team Hochberg to consolidate his student loans, but missed a mortgage payment in November and screwed up his credit. Most lenders would have kicked Tim to the curb, but not Team Hochberg. They devised a plan for Tim to reorganize his debt and enhance his credit to refinance in November. Tim was blown away with the amount of time and help Team Hochberg provided so he could refinance at the end of the year. If you're overwhelmed with student loan debt like Tim and would like to work with a lender who will help you refinance your student loans into your mortgage and substantially lower your monthly payments, call Team Hochberg now at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Stop it. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of SCORE listeners, but they can't help if you don't call 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Homeside Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 1124061.
This week, find great deals at Walgreens. Now, Tide and Downy, $1.95 with coupon and card. And buy one, get one 50% off sun protection products like Hawaiian Tropic. Offer good with card now through 6/29/19. Get great deals on the essentials you need right here at your neighborhood Walgreens. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. While supplies last, restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today, 1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids, K-A-R-S, cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids, donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
So you're upgrading a house. You have incredible plans for the master bath. You're designing a stunning open concept kitchen, just like that home show you love. And for the backyard deck, you're creating something square. Look, imagination shouldn't end at the back door. Ditch the pine box and create something truly inspired with TimberTech. The design versatility and technological superiority needed to vastly improve your home improvement. So whether you're designing it or building it, we can upgrade it. Imagine the possibilities at TimberTech.com. Go against the grain.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Get your vehicle ready for summer during Murray AC Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Whether you need a full AC repair or a charge on your system, you'll find special offers on everything from AC compressors to refrigerant. Stay cool this summer. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Think you missed your chance for a vegetable garden this year? The Home Depot has big news. Big 1 gallon veggies and herbs. Right now, they're at a special buy. 3 for just $12. They establish quickly for a faster harvest, and you can't pick better plants for proven success. So get these in the ground now while there's still time. You don't want to be late for dinner. Today is the day for doing. With 1 gallon veggies and herbs. 3 for just $12. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
Right now, you can get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10e included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit and an 18-month lease. No trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 a month after 16.25 a month. Credit applied within 2 bills. It canceled early. Remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 6:30. 20. Pay $32 per month per line without a pay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Speed maximums. Use rules and restrictions apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
And they are the champions. Glory, Gloria, Gloria, Gloria. I think I got your number, Gloria.
You do you, Brett Hull. Woo. Give me another single-digit number, please.
7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
New streak going here. Caller 7 to the contest line, 312-591-6700. Wins a pair of tickets to see the Cubs versus Atlanta at Wrigley Field on Wednesday, June 25th. Courtesy of 670 The Score, radio home of Cubs baseball. You listen to this show, you win stuff. Also, before he's elsewhere,
fact.
Odis Ramer d'Espagne. I think is now at my top of mellifluous Cuban baseball names.
Oh. It's a lovely name.
It is. It's one of the things that, Cuban baseball has done for us. It's given us, he has supplanted the man previously at the top of that totem pole. Unieski Betancourt.
Ooh, that is a good one.
Isn't that a good one?
Yeah, Unieski Betancourt.
Unieski Betancourt is now second to Odis Ramer d'Espagne. And the Cuban names with all of the letter Y, Uriel and Uniel and Unieski and Yoan. And apparently it had to do with certain generations trying to have names that were more Russian, more like Yuri.
Yeah.
And they come from Yuri, and it comes from the political leanings of Cuba, where people were paying homage to Russians by creating names that started with Y.
Yeah, well, you're right. Odis Ramer d'Espagne probably will not be with the White Sox all that long, so celebrate them while we can.
And we should mention, people are pointing out from the 815 that Fred Van Vliet has a store in Rockford where he sells his Van Vliet clothing.
We need Van Vliet shirts.
So there are lots of Rockfordians wearing his apparel throughout Rockford. Yeah, we got to get some shirts, man.
Does he sell sheets? Because we're looking into some Van Vliet sheets.
Well, I've got a conflict there.
Oh, I'm just saying, I'm open to putting some Van Vliet sheets on the bed.
Okay, see,
I've got to do that.
I am not, because I am already under contract.
Well, maybe he could just brand. Maybe it's like a certain special edition of sheet.
If Brooklinen could sell the Van Vliet, then
it's like an extra level up.
Yeah, we should get him on. We should talk to Fred about everything that's going on, what he's doing over the summer with the camps that he runs in Rockford and all that stuff.
Probably busy now, but I'm sure we can get him on the next couple of days.
Well, he's on a double-decker bus right now, as far as we know. He's
literally and figuratively, yes.
That thing's going on. We got Lawrence Holmes coming up. We're going to say hey to him next on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers and the first ever Kona, taking Chicagoland by storm.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Pitch hitting, the catcher number 2. Also Karen in row J eating the hot dog. Did you mean to tip 167% yesterday at Le Cafe restaurant? Just checking.
So, meet Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong, like over-tipping, then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. Eno, another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. Limitations apply.
This week, find great deals at Walgreens. Now, Tide and Downy, $1.95 with coupon and card. And buy one, get one 50% off sun protection products, like Hawaiian Tropic. Offer good with card now through 6/29/19. Get great deals on the essentials you need right here at your neighborhood Walgreens. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. While supplies last, restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $28.95 and get a $10 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Protect your engine from sludge and wear with Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Knock some projects off your to-do list without having to do them yourself. Every day, over 8,000 homeowners turn to The Home Depot's home services to help install windows, heating and cooling systems, countertops, to kitchen remodels, nearly any home improvement project. Visit homedepot.com/services and go from to-do to done with licensed local pros backed by The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For license information, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
The new State Farm Drive Safe and Save app could get you a discount up to 30% for good driving. But this State Farm radio ad gets you 100% discount on this classic.
If I could drive safe and save, would higher rates pass me by?
Get a discount up to 30% with Drive Safe and Save.
Just save some tonight.
Discounts may vary. Not available in all states.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Chicago's original and number one sports station. And, of course, your official radio home of Chicago Cubs baseball.
Where you'll hear me, Pat Hughes.
And me, Ron Coomer, deliver all the excitement and action of every Cubs game, regular season and the postseason.
Back goes Taylor. It's got a chance. It's a grand slam. And the Cubs have won the ballgame.
Listen to every Cubs game on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Chicago's official radio home of the Cubs.
A radio.com sports station.
Radio.com Sports presents Big Time Basketball. Longtime NBA journalist Matt Steinmetz brings you an action-packed podcast twice a week, hitting all the top NBA playoff stories with passion.
Yeah!
Steiny is joined by guest contributors throughout the playoffs.
I know why Steph can't get it going, because they're going to guard him face-to-face and he can't separate anymore.
Download and subscribe today on Radio.com and the new Radio.com app.
Saturdays at 8 a.m., don't miss Sports Medicine Weekly. Fitness, nutrition, and injury prevention and treatment for today's weekend warrior and professional athletes. With renowned specialist of shoulders, elbows, and knees, and chief doctor for Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, Dr. Brian Cole.
I see more foot and ankle problems initially than I see any of those other categories. Foot fractures were the number one injury that was treated at Combine this year.
Sports Medicine Weekly, Saturdays at 8 a.m., here on 670 The Score.
Billy Currington is coming to Chicago. See Billy at Gallagher Way outside of Wrigley Field as part of the Budweiser Concert Series Friday, August 9th. Tickets are available at GallagherWay.com. Get them soon. This Friday night summer party with Billy Currington will sell out.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
There is nothing more they have to do.
Couple reminders, next couple of days we are going to be at Wrigley Field, Gallagher Way, Tuesday and Wednesday for the Wintrust Crosstown Series. 670 The Score, broadcasting live 9 a.m. until 7.05 p.m. Brought to you by Wintrust, presenting partner of the Wintrust Crosstown Series. We've added a guest for tomorrow, and this is the way it's supposed to work. When we had Ben Lindbergh on, talking about the development revolution and what pitchers know and what they understand and how this is all being communicated, got a text from none other than Steve Stone,
Steve,
who said he was enjoying it, enjoying how finally he's appreciating how the human being and data are meeting in new and different ways. And he said, "You want to have me on tomorrow?" And we said, Yes, we do.
Stone.
Yes.
So we'll spend some time
when
with
he
you.
Texts you and says he'd like to come on and talk about some of this stuff and give us his perspective
the
on it.
The answer is yes.
The answer is yes. So
whenever you want.
Sure.
Always.
So 10 a.m. tomorrow, Steve Stone is going to join the show because he's got strong thoughts about some of this stuff.
Very cool.
Very cool.
Good little day with him.
Lawrence Holmes is here. How was your weekend?
It was pretty good. I started it out. I plan on talking about this in more in depth on the show, but I started it out Friday night. I just kind of said, you know, Mel got home and she's tired because it was the end of the school year. And she's like, I just want to be left alone. I'm like, how about we go to White Sox tonight?
Nice.
How about we spring for some tickets and we just go. And I'm glad I went. I had a fabulous time Friday. It was an electric atmosphere.
And it's then we take it higher. Sorry.
Do, 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 do. And was that Eddie Grant?
Yes. I don't know.
Sorry.
Not sorry.
But I get yelled at for yelling stupid stuff.
Yeah, I mean, yours got dumped. Mine didn't.
Yeah, what fair. Did you say today that got dumped?
I should have put an S at the end of blue, and I didn't.
Well, he spelled blue contextually the wrong. He spelled it
yeah.
B-L-E-W to the ear when he meant B-L-E-W.
It's a funny joke. It just needs the S to be arable.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Okay.
Yeah. So you go to the game, you get your churros and chocolate and...
And then enjoyed for, you know, 12 hours or whatever it was, or 24 hours, the White Sox being 500. It was fun, though. Like, it was really fun. The Yankee fans were definitely down to scrap and talk about baseball and all sorts of stuff. And it was just nice. Like on a night where we didn't have anything planned, the fact that the White Sox came and became an option, I think is a step in the right direction for them as a franchise.
I think it absolutely is. I don't think it changes what I'd like to do. It, you know, if I were running them and I had to make some moves at the deadline, I think I'm still selling pieces off. I'm still looking, I think, for the future. Because, and we talked with Joe Sheen about this a little bit earlier. I guess it's not a worry, but a concern that I have, a thought
well,
in my brain.
I'm in charge of
you. You are the worry guy. It's adding as much to the rotation next year as I know I'm going to add and making sure that I don't burn those additions out. Kopech, maybe Dunning, maybe Rodon when he comes back. Cease in what will, I assume, be his first full season, if not his first taste of the big leagues in the hole. Like, those are all pitchers that I want to throw a whole bunch of innings, but won't have them to throw a whole bunch of innings next year because of the risk associated with big jumps, because of just pitching in general and the worry you have with that. You're going to have to manage some of that. You're going to have to manage a lot of that, really.
Yes, I still would say if Rick asked me for advice, which he never will, but if he were asking me for advice, I would say still wait.
Yeah, I would too.
I said that you still got time because this is the roughest part of your season. Like, just from the way that it shakes down to the end of the month, the teams that you have on the schedule, there's no reason to lock yourself into, well, we're selling. There's no reason to it. I think that you might be smart to take a look and say, is there a bullpen arm that I might be able to buy inexpensively?
Well, I also would like to know, if we can tie these things together, where the White Sox are on the new modalities of player development. Where is the market inefficiency within their own team? Because I think what people need to understand is when you get guys in the hitting lab, when you get guys in the pitching lab, it's not all the good news of finding, ooh, this guy, if we change this, he can be this. Sometimes it is knowing when somebody's maxed out and knowing when there may be another team that sees growth potential that your analysis has determined is not there. Knowing your guys better than everyone else knows your guys, and those are the guys you move.
90s Braves.
Exactly. The Cardinals used to be that way, but the 90s, understanding that you think my guy's better than I think he is, and I would love to know how they're using technology and data to understand that better.
I do wonder, too, if they're not there yet, but I wonder if there is a sense of relief at White Sox now. That if they look at some of the guys, the position players, and go, wow, look at what Tim Anderson has turned into. This is great. Aloy is as good as we thought.
Yeah.
You know, Moncada, like, although the back thing scares me a lot, that he's still couldn't kind of finish through that swing. But I wonder if there's some relief, and if they look at it like some of us look at it, and I'm sitting here going, if this team had a healthy Rodon, which is always a question mark, and Michael Kopech, what type of team are we now talking about? Would we then be talking about a team that has a legitimate shot at maybe upsetting someone in a playoff series or in a wild card game? Because I've said that really the only thing that's stopping them from being more seriously thought of is starting pitching. That once you get past the Giolito start and then the, oh boy, the Lopez start, then you've got a lot of questions. And you have questions inside the Lopez start from start to start, but at least you can see some of the stuff with Lopez. It's just he's not consistently good, even though he's got consistently good stuff.
I think there's a difference, too, and you pointed it out well, between a team that's interesting and looking somewhat dangerous. Because Lucas Giolito in a one game is somebody that you trust. I mean, that guy could start the All-Star game. That guy's one of the better pitchers in the American League right now.
He battled through Friday night with not his best stuff.
He did. He had to fight that a little bit, which was fun to watch. I like watching guys figure out how to win that fight for themselves and with their catcher. That's awesome stuff. But you're right. There's a difference between having a couple extra pieces, maybe getting that playoff game, and then making sure your center field position is actually set, and that your outfield is good, and that you're, you know, you've got bats around the lineup that make you real dangerous, not just a couple of pieces that hold you together, which is kind of how this team looks now, without, you know, looking how they may develop in the future.
And it's so funny because if they were having success and it was John Jay and Yonder Alonso who were kind of leading the charge, I wouldn't feel good about it.
Empty calories.
You're right. Like, I wouldn't feel good about it at all. But because it's who it is that's leading them, I feel a lot better. And even with the setbacks on Saturday and Sunday, and Saturday I was sitting there going, man, you know, bullpen star for the Yankees, like maybe you can steal one and walk into this Cubs series at 500 at a minimum. And then just everything started going wrong. Everyone started striking out and the Yankees are like, well, get this guy out of the bullpen and we'll get him in there and strike out five. It was bad, but overall, I would still say that my feeling about them is a lot better than I expected it to be, and that it's the first time Friday night, I went back to on the podcast today, Friday night was like the Kopech start,